Latin America plunged into the most violent and bloody ways of state terror during the second half of the 20th century, but the de facto rulers did not make it by their own. There was the White House to mastermind dirty wars under the dogma that made of Latin America Washington's backyard.
The US penetrated in Latin America, supporting financially and logistically regional regimes. Documents declassified by the US State Department prove so. For instance, the key role played by the former State Secretary Henry Kissinger in the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet in Chile. US had no minor complicity with regional dictatorships that then turned into armed conflicts in Central America.
Argentina was one of the rehearsal scenarios. In 1976, a military junta overthrew the then-ruling democratic government, initiating the most brutal regime in the South American country's history. 30,000 were persecuted, tortured, taken to detention centers, and disappeared by the security forces. Over the past decade, those responsible for such atrocities have been put on trial and convicted, some ex-military officials and leaders sentenced to life, paving the way for similar processes in other regional countries.
The main axis was not only the forced disappearance of people, but also the implementation of a disastrous economic policy that led to the destruction of national industry and the role of the state in social areas.
The other player to blame for imposing military dictatorships in Latin America, with the help of local elites, in order to secure a neoliberal agenda that put states for sale while thousands were driven into poverty and unemployment, seems to remain, however, protected. Leading liberal media tell society almost nothing about US military aid and diplomatic support to right-wing regimes here, reinforcing the West's invasion of the world under an all-time democratic pledge.
I think there is a small part of the American society that is aware of what the US did. In Latin America, however, the role played by the US in regional dictatorships is not ignored. But there is still a lot more to know. Judicial investigations are a positive instrument to publicly debate US role and raise public awareness on the issue.
Still, experts believe that impeachment of the democratically elected president of Paraguay, Fernando Lugo, in 2012 or the 2009 coup d'etat in Honduras must be comprehensively addressed in order to secure the continuity of Latin America's democratic leaderships and the judicial processes that are taking both military and civilian accomplices to be in the dock.
Argentina is currently conducting a trial on one of the most emblematic intelligence operations of the dark years of the dictatorship, the 1970s Condor Plan, that involved the cooperation among US-sponsored de facto governments to murder social and political activists in Argentina, Chile, Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, and Bolivia. Constanza Heller, Press TV, Buenos Aires.